Get ready. It's time to tee it up with Keith Jones.
Coming up on today's show, we revisit with Jim Ball of Fit America and introduce you to a key Yorihiro of Newton Golf. So stay tuned to get ready as you tee it up with Keith Jones. Welcome to the show, and so glad you could be along this week. We got an interesting show, and we always like to check in with our people in the industry and people who've become friends of the show and friends of ours personally. And this first guest is one of those people. This gentleman spent more than 45 years in the sports and fitness industry, probably most known as the president of Wilson Sporting Goods, but he's gone on, besides growing that business, to start his own charity, and the foundation is doing very well, and reintroduced what his new project is, Fit America, last time Jim Ball was on the show. But we wanted to have him back on to give us an update of where things have gotten to, because we do that with guests, because people are always interested. You have this great guest on. What are they doing now? So now here we go, Jim. So thanks for joining us from your office in South Florida, because you're always working for some reason. You're a busy, busy man, and thanks for coming back on, making some time.
Well, thanks, Keith. This is probably people that know me or remember my past are saying, what is Jim doing right now? And what I'm doing now is the most important job of my life, and helping these kids and overcoming an inactivity pandemic. And a lot of what I did throughout my career has helped me, but we really got to help these kids improve their physical and mental health. And I have the formula and just taking it out to America.
That's fantastic. And I have taken to task people that come up and tell me that computer games are sports. You hear this e-sport thing all the time, right? So it's the spin. It's the way for chair people to become athletes. And I just, you know, now you may have the strongest thumbs in the world. I understand that. I'll put those up against anybody in thumb wrestling. However, playing a video game is not sports, not a sport. Get out there, and if you want to do something, do it outside.
Well, the body was meant to move, and moving your fingers is not really moving your body. And there's so many reasons for it. I say physical activity is the miracle drug. It's so inexpensive, but we're not giving it and actually teaching kids the right skills to be able to be physically active for life. And kids are going to fall back to what they like and is easy. And kids are not being introduced to sport and physical activities the right way. And that's what we do.
You know, the concern, I don't talk about it a lot on this show, but we do from a standpoint of just a fitness. If you're getting out and even if you're taking a motorized cart around the golf course, you're still out in the golf course. You still have to hit shots. You still have to be active. But the obesity in this country is running rampant, and it's trickled down now to the kids, because a lot of the adults are obese, and a number of them are parents, and then their kids get to be raised overweight. I saw this just recently on a park bench. I'm like, how can this kid who's probably 5 years old have such a round face and be so, you know, full?
Well, you just really opened my mind up to a few things. One, I want to come back to the golf thing, because it doesn't get the credit that it really needs to, but there's no question that kids and people that are more physically active tend to be less obese. You got less of the round space. But the magic of physical activity, what it does for your mind as well. The blood flow you get from physical activity wakes up your brain and makes it alive. If you sat at your desk all day, like kids do, and many of us do overall, we would just fall asleep, and our brains would fall asleep in many ways too. So physical activity is so important to building the body, mind, and spirit of Americans. And, you know, I'm going to bring up another topic, because there's a lot of talk in Washington, D.C. about MAHA, Make America Healthy Again. Well, they're all talking about food, but they're not talking about the other part of the problem, which is inactivity, which is rampant in America. And I can give you those statistics. Now, I'm going to jump over, Keith, something that I think is really important. and I don't like to ramble into two things, but you brought up a thing about golf. I've been watching this because when I go out to play golf, I'll go out in the morning in South Florida here. It's very warm, but I'm watching my heart rate by when I'm walking from my cart to the balls, to the green, hitting my shots, and you get more of a cardio workout than you actually imagine. And it's, to me, it keeps me healthy. It gets me my mind stimulated overall. So golf is a much better activity for a healthy lifestyle than people acknowledge. And I think the golf industry could actually do a better job in promoting it, because if you tracked it with using my iWatch or my watch from Apple I wear all the time, it's remarkable how good golf is for the body, mind, and spirit.
Well, I'm going to give some kudos right now to a guy named Gavin Deer, and he works for a Scottish company called ShotScope, and they do rangefinders. But they really lead that part of Europe in watches, because that's what Europeans, how they do their rangefinding. They do it on their wrist. It's an acquired taste. I've been wearing it for a while. But he was nice enough. He had sent a scope over, and he sent a watch. But the watch, we did research, wasn't the watch we thought he was going to send. We thought he was going to send the watch that keeps track of your steps as well. So we put that, so then he did. He's like, oh, I'll send you one of those, no problem. And he did. And yours truly has been wearing one of those diligently, this ShotScope, because it gives you all what you need, right? You need the day, the time, and their steps. So, I'm a little under today. I'm only at 9,200. I feel bad, but this way you have more of an idea. And I bring that up because ShotScope has taken it from the iWatch type of idea and has it in the golf form, so you can get both. You know, when I play golf this week, I'm going to go out there with this watch like I usually do, and it's going to tell me how far it is to the middle of the green or the back of the green, et cetera. And I'll also be seeing my steps accumulate on that. So, again, thanks to Gavin for doing that for us. But to Jim's point, that's really, really necessary. You don't realize how much you're moving sometimes. You're like, oh, how did I do that many steps? And I have no idea how it calculates it. And I can sit here at the studio and wave my arm around and it's not calculating steps. So I have to be moving my feet, apparently, and somehow this watch knows that I'm moving my feet.
And again, with the Apple Watch, you can turn around and look at your heart rate too. And it's amazing how often I'm in my zone. And, a lot of the people that are playing golf are not young, let's say it that way. And there were studies that come out with just 5 minutes of walking per day reduces the chance and the frequency of dementia. So you're out there for 4 hours. You are making yourself healthier in so many different ways. But, again, we're not promoting that. And to me, it's one of the great things about golf. And, you know, I represent all the entire sports industry, but golf is underplayed as far as being healthy.
Yeah, it's not given the credit. And, you know, the other thing is, and here's the rub about our industry and what's been going on over the years, because this is the billion-dollar question. How do you get more people involved in the game of golf? And nobody's really come up with that, right? Because you live in one of your five islands that you own from coming up with that answer for the governing bodies or whoever is involved. But the point is, it's also really not accessible for the youngsters. You got First Tee, which is, you know, kind of selective. You know, only so many kids can get in there and stuff. Nobody has brought it to the elementary public. What they call it? We call it junior high. They call it middle school now. And you know, the only time you see the golf thing are those crazy guys that are playing on the golf team, and there aren't that many of them in high school.
Keith, we're doing it, though. That's one of the things about our charity. We have four lifetime sport programs. We have a running, walking program that's got fitness activities called AMPT. We have a play golf. We have a play tennis and a play pickleball program. We have play golf schools that want our programs right now, but we need support from whether it's individuals or corporations. We got 400 schools in America today where the kids want our play golf program, but we just can't afford to send out our kits, because our kits includes clubs, balls, targets, and other things that makes the introductory experience a good one for these kids. So we're doing it with the kids. We just need to get more of our schools, more of our kids in our schools introduced to the game the right way.
Well, and that's the rub, because it is a more expensive sport to play, whether it's greens fees or whether it's equipment or even shoes, you know. So the industry hasn't they're still out there, and I had the great John Ashworth on my show a number of weeks ago, and John and I've known each other for decades now, but Ash is the guy that put Ashworth on the clothes, and now but he says, I know what those clothes are made, you know, he didn't name any companies. He's like, I know how much that costs to make, and the fact that they're charging this is insane. And you know, and that's kind of where we are with the whole industry.
Well, it's I think we always should be thinking of the future, and the sad part, and this is not just golf, the entire sports industry tend to look at the serious kids and the serious players, because that's where the money is, the most serious. But we got to worry about the roots of physical activity and where kids learn physical activity in sports, and in the schools, in physical education programs. That's where we go. That's where every kid is exposed to various sports. And if we don't have a play golf program in the schools, they're not going to be introduced to golf. Same thing with a play tennis program or a play pickleball program we have. So we got to go where all the kids are. We got to give them a good experience, because maybe they're 7 or 8 years old when they're starting out, but they can pick it up later in life because they had a good experience when they were in school.
Talking with Jim Ball, who is the former president of Wilson Sporting Goods, but he's got the mission. He's FIT, P-H-I-T, America. And Jim, how do you get it in? How do you get, you know, the sponsors or monetary donors or what have you, how do you get it into the schools on a across-the-board basis?
What we do, first of all, we have great connections in the schools because we've been there for over 10 years now. We've been working the schools. So we have wait lists for schools that want our programs. But what I do is I'm out making applications to foundations. I'm contacting sponsors or companies in the industry. I would love, actually, some golf industry companies to step up and say, hey, I want to be your official play golf sponsor, so they can really help kids directly with their brand and with their donations. So I use all the contacts. Like last night, I was at the National Sporting Goods Industry Hall of Fame, NSGA Hall of Fame inductions, and I saw a lot of my peers there. But they're representatives of all these companies there. They've supported us through the years. They continue to. But golf, we have a definite void that we have schools that want our programs, but we need somebody to step up and say, I want to help this number of kids and this number of schools, and we can make it happen for those brands.
So what is it? You just keep knocking on enough doors and eventually something opens, or you keep opening the latches and something falls out? Well, Jim, you're passionate. You're so passionate about it, which I have great appreciation for, but we're trying to get you over the finish line or figure out how to do that.
Well, I've been selling my entire life, and I hate to say I'm selling it because I know this is the solution overall, not just the solution to golf, but overcoming a pandemic of physical inactivity that exists in America. And I can sell this because I believe in it. I know it's right. I've studied the inactivity pandemic, which affects all sports overall. It is deadly for our country because our kids are not moving. You know, 3/4 of all teens in America today are not fit enough to join the military. 90% of all kids in America are not active to CDC physical activity standards. Our country is ranked 47th out of 50 countries in the world in children's fitness. It's a crime what we're doing with our kids or not doing for our kids. And I know the solution, and I just need, you know, people, individuals, and maybe wealthy individuals to say, gosh, I'd like to help you, Jim, with your Fit America mission.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we're going to help you however we can. And next time you're through our nation's capital, maybe we'll get together for some lunch or something like that. But, Jim, thanks for coming on the show with us. That's Jim Ball, FIT America, P-H-I-T America. And that's a good guy with a great mission. And we're happy to help any way we can. Certainly happy to have Jim on the show. And he's got some things coming up in the next few months that we'll be getting him back on the show. We'll be back after this break.
Hi, this is Eric Dickerson, and you listen to Tee It Up with Keith Jones.
welcome back to the show. As I mentioned, we are at the Senior PGA Championship this week at lovely Congressional Country Club, and it is a fantastic site. It will host a 2037 Ryder Cup, which is going to be insane. And something else is insane is I got a chance on Tuesday to go out and pick up the needed credentials to cover the tournament, which is great. And I'm sitting at the nice space that they have given us for the tournament on the inside of the media center. And the NCAA Women's Golf Championship is on. And Texas is playing, and Oregon's playing, and Northwestern's playing, and Arkansas is playing. It's really good. And I'm just watching. The sound is off, and I'm doing some things, making some notes about some other stuff about the championship on my pad on the table. And I'm watching the tournament out of the corner of my eye, and then I see some play going, and then they go to a break. And there's this guy that comes on the television I've never seen before. It's obviously a commercial, all right? And he's got this shaft in his hand, and he's showing the shaft. I'm like, what is this? So I watch a little bit more, and I'm like, Newton shafts. Never heard of them. Interesting. Obviously, they're on the Golf Channel, which is where the NCAA tournament was going on. And I think, let me jot that down. And I'm going to, do a little research and, see what about them. So sit around for a little bit. I'm like, okay, it's time to go out. I'm going to go to driving range. And Ernie Els happens to be out there. And I haven't seen Ernie for quite a while, but I was at Congressional in 1997 when Ernie won the U.S. Open. Yes, I've been around that long. And it was great, though. So Ernie's just striping the ball. I mean, he's hitting driver and driver, and I'm watching his caddy throwing balls, and I'm watching, I guess there's a coach out there or a friend with him. And I see this other gentleman who's been down the driving range line a little bit, talking with some players, and he comes up, and he has some shafts in his hand. And he stays there, and all of a sudden Ernie starts talking with him. It's like, oh, he must know him or what have you. And I go watch for a little while and watch the interaction, and this young man is standing behind with the shafts in his hand, and he's still watching Ernie, and then they have a little bit of a chat and such. And then finally he comes over, and he has a bag with a bunch of shafts in there, and I turned to him, and I said, excuse me, I was just watching the NCAA tournament. Did I see you? And he's like, yeah, that was me. My name is Aki Yorihiro, and I'm the founder of Newton Golf. And I said, well, there you go. The skies open up sometimes. And guess what? Aki joins us for this part of the show. So, Aki, that was a long introduction. I had to do the whole lineup of how we met and such, because normally we wouldn't have a manufacturer on the show without – first trying what the magic that they're selling and such. But when Ernie Els puts your equipment into play, that's all the verification we need, as far as it must be something ridiculously substantial. So thanks for coming on the show, and thanks for being there by chance, and tell us more about Newton, and we're gonna have a while to do this. But how does this happen?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on. And it was, I guess it was meant to be, because we were both there, and we made eye contact when we started talking. And here we are today. So this is just a beautiful thing about life. You just never know what happens, and it's a lot of fun. So what can I tell you? How did the shafts happen? How did we start working with players? Like, what can I tell you?
Well, first of all, you're at a major championship. And you're there. It's the seniors. We love the seniors because those are the guys that really bring the name value and the Champions Tour and such. And this is just an extension. This is a major for anybody, but it's a PGA Championship, whether you call it the PGA Championship or the Senior PGA Championship. The trophies are still really nice. So from the standpoint of you're there, so obviously you've substantiated it, and obviously you have built a relationship over the time frame with a guy like Ernie Els, who's very particular. Ernie's always been a great person. He's got a great foundation. He's got a great family. Everything about him is pretty darn good. He's a major champion and one of the nicest people you will ever meet, which you know, mm-hmm. Aki, So that's one of the things. It's one thing to get the introduction, and it's another thing to get over there. But I want to give you maximum time to talk about this because I've talked long enough where we almost have to go to a break. So this is the kind of lead-in that a guy like Aki needs because, you know, this guy is going places quickly. Because if you've never heard of Newton Shaft Company, you're about to get the full bore of it. As we're with the founder, Aki, you're a hero on TW Keith Jones, and we'll be back after this break.
The Dalai Lama.
So I'm on a first tee with him. I give him the driver. He hauls off and whacks one. Big hitter.
The Lama.
Long. Into a 10,000-foot crevice right at the base of this glacier. You know what the Lama says? Gunga Galunga. Gunga Gunga Galunga.
And we're back to start the second half hour of the show, spending it with Aki, your hero, the founder of Newton Golf. A guy we ran into at the driving range. You never know who you're going to run into at a driving range. Just happened to be at the Senior PGA Championship at lovely Congressional Country Club. So how lucky are we? Because there weren't too many people out there on Tuesday to watch these guys hit. I did get to see Jose Maria Olazabal, and he's doing pretty nice with his irons as well. It's the first time I've ever seen him in shorts. So that was all these things happening for me, Aki. It was a crazy Tuesday outside our nation's capital. It's unbelievable. But you're there. You're a manufacturer rep. Obviously, you're representing your company, Newton Shaft Company, or Newton Golf, I guess, is what you prefer to call it. But how does the opportunity arise for you to be able to be out there? Because they're very selective, whether sure. it's a tour or what have you. And then how does – just go ahead, take this time for the next 15, 20 minutes and tell the Newton Aki story.
Well, I would love that. Yeah. So we are a relatively new company. You know, Newton Golf Shaft, we launched November of 23. So that was about a year and a half ago. And last year, 2024, we made the decision to focus on the Champions Tour for 2024. So I started going to the tour at the Tucson event, which is, I think, sometime in March. And I went to 22 events. I have a contract with the tour as a manufacturer, so I'm able to work in the trailer, the equipment trailer that is furnished by the PGA Tour, and it's a great setup because the trailer, you know, travels with the tour. They have all the equipment that I need to make shafts, to modify shafts, and measure shafts, and all those kinds of things. And I spend time on the driving range. I talk to people. I develop relationships with players and. And, you know, it's been a wonderful experience, you know. So long story short, last year I think we had over 30 players on the Champions Tour put the shafts in play. And that was just a tremendous gratifying experience for me because I just didn't know what to expect. You know, as a brand new company, as an unknown company, you know, there are these massive, very successful shaft companies out there. You got the Fujikura, you got the Graphite Designs, you got Project X, among others. Just didn't know what to expect. But, you know, we are a performance-first company. I wanted to make shafts that are very good. You know, I didn't want to make a mediocre shaft and try to market my way out of it. I wanted the shaft to really perform. And we spent, you know, 4 years developing the shafts. And I think all that time is kind of paying off now because, you know, we got recognized by the players. The Champions Tour, you know, not sure how familiar the audience is, but people will not put anything in play unless it performs better, unless they think it helps them perform better. You know, it's they've been around, they've seen all the different companies and products come and go. Many of them are, you know, major champion winners. And, you know, if it works for them, you know, they'll help you. They'll support you. And if it doesn't, they'll just say, hey, it's not for me. And that's just the way it goes. So we've been very fortunate. And then this year we keep improving. You know, like I'm always about you know, trying to keep improving our products. And so we launched with one line of shaft called the Motion. And this year we launched a second series of shaft called the Fast Motion, which, as the name implies, it's a little bit lighter. It's 7 to 10 grams lighter. So the idea is you can swing it a little bit faster. And we launched it as a commercial product maybe 3 weeks ago, but I have been bringing it out on the tour since the beginning of the year. And even before the launch, I think we had 8 players put in play on the Champions Tour as well as the LPGA Tour. And then I think, you know, this past week when I was, you know, when I met you on Tuesday and then subsequently on Wednesday, you know, I work with a lot of players, you know, this past week. And so I think we probably doubled that count on the Fast Motion. So, no, it's been tremendous. But it's just, you know, trying to help one player at a time, try to develop that relationship and, you know, a trust relationship where, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, I'm just trying to let the product speak for itself and then optimize, you know, the matchup and making sure it works. And, yeah.
So, Key, I want to talk about the technology a little bit because we've had people mm-hmm. from Fujikura and different shafts companies on the show over the years. I've had this show since March of 1998. So we've mm-hmm. had a lot of that product you talk about. That's come across our desk that's no longer around. I mean, some of that stuff was top shelf. I mean, it's crazy how the golf industry works. If you're not ready to hit that lightning in the bottle, you will die on the vine. It is bad news on that. But why is it Newton Golf that's out on the Champions Tour dominating at this point, a new guy, so to speak, versus the guys that have been around for a long time or the shafts that people are more familiar with?
Right. So, you know, Fujikura is still very, very strong. You know, on the Champions Tour, Fuji is still the number one shaft. And I think on any given week, they have 35% of the players. Now, when I started when I went to my first event last year in Tucson, I think they had 46 or 48 shafts out of the 78 players. So that's closer to 60%. And I think that companies like Mitsubishi's launched some new products and, you know, Graphite Design, Project X, I think they've gained a few shafts along the way. But then we came along and we've been able to grab, you know, a lot of players. I think, you know, the very last event, I think we had 16 driver shafts in play. So that's 20% of the field. You know, and that's quite a few shafts, and so it's quite fascinating. I mean, it's fascinating to me. Like I pinch myself. You know, when I met you on Tuesday, you know, I'm spending time with guys like Els, and you know, it's a wow thing. You know, it's really kind of, it brings me a lot of smiles. It also makes me very nervous because our products have to perform at the highest level. You know, I'm very nervous when I look at stats, you know, after the tournament, how the players performed. And then when I see them the subsequent week to make sure that everything's performing, you know, to their satisfaction, you know, whether we can tweak anything. It's an ongoing process, but yeah, it's, you know, we've been very fortunate to come out of the gate and be a force in the industry. And I think we're, you know, pretty strong, you know, second place right now. And we're trying to acquire more players every week.
Well, it's pretty heady stuff for sure, Aki. And second place on any tour is, anybody would take that, I think. You know, it's like if you're not, I mean, you know, the number one ball in golf supposedly is Titleist on the PGA Tour. If you're number two, that's not so bad either, you know. It depends.
That's right.
You know, as long as you can get in the game. And it's amazing to me. Of course, you're the kind of the brain thrust. You're the founder. So if the guy who owns the company, started the company, is there, I think that gives you much credibility as well.
I think it does. You know, I do my own work. You know, we have a full-time rep as well on the Champions Tour, and I have a full-time rep on the Big Tour. But I go to a lot of the Champions Tour event, and, you know, I do the work too. You know, I make all the shafts. My rep, Jeff Oppheim, and I, we're pretty busy, so we split up. And he's working on some players, and I'm working on some players. I build shafts. I think for me, the biggest thing that I've learned last year was it was very important for me personally to be out there because I designed the shafts. I know how it's made. I know what we're trying to accomplish with the shaft and how it's supposed to work. And for me to be out there with, you know, all the different players, because everybody swings it a little bit differently, to see how it's working, how the balls are flying, how I can do a little bit better, how I can tweak the shaft, you know, so on and so forth. I can't stress how important that is, you know, and I think that's one of the things that I think really differentiates our company is that, you know, someone like me, you know, who's involved with the development of the shaft, who designed the shafts, is actually out there working with the players. So it's not just these shafts are not born in a boardroom. They're not born in a marketing meeting. They're not just, you know, engineered by engineers in staff that, you know, don't interact with the players, you know, on a week-to-week basis. I think that really makes us strong. And so that's why I keep coming out. And I learn something every single week. You know, it's just fascinating.
I totally believe that. We're talking to Aki Yorihiro, who is the founder of Newton Golf. It is a golf shaft company. They have some putters and things, too. Actually, I want to make sure I say this because I don't think I've said it thus far. The product is made in the USA, made in America. It's unbelievable. But why shafts, Aki? Are you like this? You tech geek or something? I mean, for somebody to say, "Well, I make shafts." I mean, that's you know, a little more obscure.
It is very obscure, you know. But you know, right now, you know, with the USGA rules and everything, you know, you have the head manufacturer. The performance of the club head is pretty much tapped out, right? You have the velocity limits, so you can't go any faster, right? So you can make the club more forgiving and so forth, but it's not going to go any faster, right? You can't make it longer because you're limited to 46 inches. And, yes, there's some neat grips out there, but that's not really going to help you generate club head speed per se. So when you look at a driver shaft or a fairway or whatever, right, the engine of that club is the shaft. And that's where it's at. That's how you're going to optimize performance. And there's a lot of science in there. There's, you know, the club, you know, the golf club is swung pretty hard, you know, and it makes this very violent collision with a golf ball. And you have to make it fly in a certain way. You know, you have a certain launch. You want a certain amount of spin. And you want to be able to hit the ball straight, or you want to be able to work the ball. You know, you want to hit a low ball, high ball, right to left, left to right. It's pretty interesting, right? But the shaft is, I think, the biggest place that you can make a difference, that anybody can make a difference in the performance of the club. And I think the other thing that helped our business is the driver head design. In recent years, all the manufacturers have gone to the tip, you know, the adapter system.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just unscrew the shaft from the driver head and just swap another shaft in to try. And that's a godsend because, you know, way back when you would have to heat the club, you would have to unglue the shaft and take it out of the club and glue another one in, you know, and all that takes time and commitment. Whereas in today, you can just unscrew it and pop it in and see if it works or not. And that's really enabled the shaft industry to prosper. So we're very grateful for that development.
Yeah, I saw a couple of guys do that on the driving range earlier in the week. It was pretty interesting because you think, but you hear that click click when you hear that, you know,
yep. Yeah,
they've tightened that driver down, you know, but that's the professionals, Aki. The recreational golfers, That's the shaft. They got the shaft, right? This is the shaft that came with the club. Even the tightening, we talk about this on the show every once in a while. My friend John Claffey, who works for Tour Edge, they have the adjustable. And the wrench is always in conversation because, you know, people aren't used to using it or don't know how or forgot where they put it or whatever the case may be.
It's so true. You know, I think most people don't know how it works or how it can help them. You know, I would recommend that, you know, if you can go to a fitter to get fitted for a club, you know, that's always fantastic. But not everybody has the ability to do that. And I would always encourage people to get to know their club, you know, better. The setting makes a huge difference. You know, and it makes a huge difference for me working with, you know, amateurs and pros, you know, and sometimes one little setting, like, you know, let's say you're on standard setting and you go to a little minus or a little plus, sometimes that can make all the difference in the world. And it's quite fascinating. I try to cover a little bit of that, you know, on my website, like to help people troubleshoot it. You know, we try to give a fitting guide in our website so that, you know, hey, you know, if you think you're carrying the ball 220 yards, you know, maybe you should get this stiffness or, you know, try to help people out that way. But I think the other way that I've tried to help people is in the design of our shaft. You know, before I ever started the golf company, you know, I would play these top shelf brand shafts. You know, I played with a lot of Fuji shafts, and, you know, back in the day I was between an R and an S flex, and I was neither one of them was quite right.
Mm-hmm.
So when I started designing shaft, I wanted to make sure that our shafts perform wider to like a wider audience. So let's say, you know, we go on what we call a dot system. So a regular flex is what we call a three dot, but when I was designing the three dot and we were doing robot testing, I would test it anywhere from 75 miles an hour all the way up to like 100 miles an hour, just to make sure that even if you were not quite spot on matched to a three dot, you can still get a lot out of the shaft, you know, like really a lot out of the shaft. So that was really important to me. And, but yeah, it's, you know, it's optimizing. I mean, I think, you know, how many times have you said, you know, have you heard somebody say, hey, I heard the new, you know, ping driver is great. Or, you know, what should I get a ping or a Titleist or a Callaway or whatever? You know, and I say to people, you know what, it's really actually more about the shaft, right? Like if you bought a driver in the last 2 to 4 or 5 years, those are pretty contemporary club heads. And rather than spending $700 on a new driver and getting a stock shaft, I think you're much better off keeping your club head and then changing out the shaft to optimize performance. I think that's it's going to be more cost effective, and I think you're going to get a lot more out of the performance.
Fascinating. With Aki, you're a hero. We'll be back to wrap up the show. I bet you didn't think talking about shafts was going to be this interesting. As Aki, your hero, the founder of Newton Golf, has made this show quite interesting. And, you know, I'm not technology geekish, so to speak, but I like to know. I mean, obviously, golf is pretty simplistic. When you look at a golf club, you have the head, you have the shaft, and you have the grips. And each part is important to it as it works as one machine. But that's all it is.
That is all it is. So, you know, every piece has to work together, right? It's as good as the least common denominator, as they say, right? So if you have a great head but your shaft isn't quite matched up, you're just not going to get the max performance. So every little thing counts. And that's what I tell people when it comes to shaft manufacturing. You know, every little things count. And, you know, like you said earlier, we manufacture in the United States. We have our own factory in Missouri. And one of the reasons we chose to do that is when we do it ourselves, I can make sure all those little things, that all the little things that matter are executed to the best of our ability. You know, everything from designing to prototyping to the actual manufacturing. And the actual manufacturing is, there's a lot to it. There's many levels of the manufacturing. And some of the small things, when you do it well, they add up to max out the performance. And, you know, all those things were really important to me. And, you know, we do have proprietary secrets that go into it. And, again, I don't want to share that with, you know, strangers overseas.
Right.
And
right.
So it's super important for us to do it here. And we're very, very proud that we're made in the USA. You know, we employ, you know, we're doing it here. You know, and our carbon fiber is are made in the U.S. by a Japanese company, Toray. They manufacture the carbon fiber in Tacoma using Japanese technology, and we only use Toray material. And I always tell people, you know, you want to be a great chef, you got to have great ingredients, and I think they're some of the best fibers in the world. So, you know, you have to, you know, you really have to care, you know, and I think it manifests itself, you know, hopefully in a really good way. And when I work with some of the best players in the world and the ball's flying super good, it's an unbelievable feeling, you know, like you witnessed it on Tuesday, you know, it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. It's fun to watch you interact too, because those players are particular. I don't care how nice they are; they're particular about who hangs around with them when they're trying to hit their golf shots on the driving range. But you brought up so many interesting things just in that last little segment that you did, and that is the proprietary part. Because when you send your product over to wherever it is, China, Vietnam, wherever they're manufacturing it. It gets leaked. It gets taken away. This is why the counterfeit golf industry portion of the market, if you will, is multi-million dollars. I mean, it's just so, you know, all these proprietary things are knocked off because that information is out there because you have to hand it over.
Yes, you bet. And we have a couple of big ones. You know, we have a couple of big ones that, even inside our company, I think only two or three people are aware of because they're trade secrets. You know, it's the type of stuff that's not really patentable. So we have to keep it a secret. It's just like a Coca-Cola formula, right? I don't know how many people within Coca-Cola actually know the formula, but you know it's just a few people. And, you know, that's how we treat it. You know, it's... I just love the way we're doing it. You know, I just love manufacturing. You know, like when you build something super cool and it actually works and people love you for that, you know, there's nothing like that, you know. But yep. Make no mistake, I mean, I'm always trying to improve, you know. So, like, the reason why I'm out here every week is I want to make sure it works. I want to get more people to play it. But at the same time, I always want to learn from it, you know. And a lot of it is kind of how, you know, there's a million ways you can swing the golf club, you know, and it's not just how fast the club is speed, you know, traveling through the air. So a lot of people talk about, oh, like, how fast is your swing speed? Oh, you should get a stiff flex or a regular flex or whatever. It's actually a lot deeper than that, right? You can have five people swinging the club at 100 miles an hour, and they can be swinging five different shafts. Like, it's that extreme. That's why I always tell people, you know, you should probably get fitted, but at the same time, like with our shaft, it's more forgiving on the fittings.
Aki, it has been fantastic having you on the show. Aki, you're a hero, the founder of Newton Golf. But we're just out of time. Get out there and practice your game. Yes, indeed. Practice. Take your game to the next level, and we will talk to you next week. Take care.